Thank you so much, Mike Pomp. And joining us right now, Deputy U.S. Marshal Brandon Wilson, sitting in for Jeff White this week. Brandon, how are you?
I am doing good, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. It's great to hear your voice. And we, once again, it's Wednesday, so we're posting another fugitive that ought to be checking his background and taking care of things before he moves forward.
Yes, indeed. So this week, we are looking for Mr. Ryan Moore. He is a white male, 29 years old, on a little bit of the shorter side, mm-hmm. 5'3", 140 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair. We've got a couple tattoos listed, and we actually have descriptions.
Okay.
I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like, but we'll put them out there anyways.
Okay, right.
I mean, you know how it is.
I know. Well, see, at this point, you could see a sleeve rolled up and maybe catch something on the arm, but you may not see a shoulder this time of year.
Yeah, right. We don't know. I mean, look at the 60-degree weather we had.
Yes, I know. We have been all over the place.
So on his right arm, we have a cross with a snake, and then on the forearm, the left forearm, we have a scorpion.
Right.
Ryan's wanted for a supervised release violation out of the federal court here in Concord, New Hampshire.
All right.
So we're somewhat familiar with Mr. Moore.
Okay. Repeat offender?
He is. So he came through, it looks like a couple years ago, for a drug charge. And
okay.
when they get convicted in the federal court, they have supervised release, think of it as probation, so they've got a list of things that has to happen, and Ryan messed up a little bit. Again, not the end of the world by any means.
Yeah, but he didn't keep up on his end of the bargain.
Correct.
Yeah.
So he just got to come in, answer to this, and then, you know, we'll go from there. We have him with ties to Nashua, New Hampshire,
okay.
as well as up in northern New Hampshire. So
wow.
Again, I know we're talking about a whole different regions there.
Right.
But those are the two areas that we have him tied down to.
All right, that's great. And you know, probably there are connections, there are acquaintances, somebody knows where Ryan is
or knows the slightest detail that may put us on the right track.
That's
I mean,
right.
It doesn't necessarily have to be an exact location.
Right, exactly, and exactly now. And it could be, hey, you know, I think I see that guy in the morning at such and such a place, and that could help you out.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody needs coffee, right? There's probably a local Dunkin' Donuts that he goes to.
Sure.
I don't know if he's the Starbucks type. Aroma Joe's, maybe that's out there. I don't know.
Right, you're right. We don't have this particular information on Mr. Moore.
Correct, but that's what we're looking for.
But exactly, and it really does. If you guys, the more tips you have, the better your chances are of bringing him back to justice.
Correct. And that's again, that's all we're looking for. I know Jeff harps on it. I know how he is, and
mm-hmm.
he'll beat it to death. But we're not looking for who you are or if you have a grudge against Mr. Moore. You may just be looking to get him some help that he needs. Maybe he's fallen off the bandwagon is using, and there's a good way to get him to stop using.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? So this could be. I know we always do kind of look at this as it could be a good first step. He may not think that right now.
Correct.
He may not think it's a good. It's a good first step.
Correct.
But it is a good first step, and it could be. You know, again, you want to move on. He's what, 29 years old. So if you want to heading into your 30s, you maybe want to put all of this behind you. So. And actually, some of the fugitives do kind of come forward and turn themselves in on occasion.
Absolutely. And that's probably the best thing possible, because you can go before the judge and you can say, look, I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I did this. I'm here. I'm ready to get this behind me, and I'm ready to straighten my life up and do what I need to do.
Right. And that works very well with the judiciary.
Well, I mean, it works better than us bringing you in there, that's for sure.
Right, right, yeah, kicking and screaming.
And these things don't go away.
Yeah, no, they don't. So even if you kind of skirt authorities now, that does not mean down the road, it's not, you're right, it's not going anywhere. It's still behind you.
Exactly.
So take this time and put it behind you, Mr. Moore. How can we get a hold of you? Should we, in fact, have a tip?
So obviously, you can contact your local police department. You know, if you've seen way up in northern New Hampshire, that might be the best avenue. Mm-hmm. You can also reach us at our office at 603-225-1632. Nice. Or we have a 877-WANTED-2. Or if you have access to the link or the wanted poster that we have put out, there's a submit a web tip, or you can text NHTIP. And that's NHTIP.
Yep.
There's multiple different ways. And again, I know I said it before. I'll probably say it again. We don't care who you are.
That's right. You don't have to be connected. Nobody's going to call you into court and to identify. I mean, it other than providing a tip, there is no obligation.
Correct.
Okay. That's an awesome thing. All right. Well, listen, Brandon Wilson, I thank you so much for subbing in like you do when Jeff is away. We appreciate it. And I wish the U.S. Marshals the best of luck in bringing Ryan Moore back to where he needs to be.
As always, Pat, we appreciate your guys' support and everything that you do for the program. So thank you.
That's what we're here for. Every Wednesday morning, it's the Fugitive of the Week here in the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center.